我们首先要明确定知道，那 this is the heart matter of the universe，这是整个宇宙中的中心事物。
Thank God，
感谢。When you talk about the only begotten Son to declare His heavenly Father，当我们讲到独生子来表明他的父，那
in this whole gospel，
这整个名
the only begotten Son tried to declare His Father in three different ways。
独生子们试着用三个不同的方式来表明。Three
different angles to try to know our God，
从三个不同的角度，使我们来认识。So that's
the only begotten Son，
那就是独生子
in the bosom of Father，
在父的怀中。And
how try to declare His Father，
试着来表明宣告他的。So
that's the revelation John has received.
那是约翰所得着的启示。Now
let me try to summarize.
让我试着来说。From
chapter 1 to chapter 7.
第一章到第七章。
God is spirit.
神乃是灵。
From chapter 7 to chapter 8. To chapter 12.
从第七章到十二章。第八章到
God is light. And from chapter 13 to 21,
从十三章到二十一章,
God is love.
神是爱。
Now what are the attributes of God?
神的属性是什么呢?
Thank God. God is spirit.
感谢神,
God is light.
神是光,
God is love.
神是爱。
You don't have to go to theological school to learn attributes of God.
我们不需要到神学院里面去学神。
You don't have to go to Bible school to study the attributes of God.
我们不需要到圣经学院来学神的属性。
And because of the revelation of the only begotten Son in the Father's bosom.
乃是借着在父怀中的独生子所赐的启示。
And now John has recorded that revelation.
现在约翰就把那个启示记录下来。
God is spirit.
神是灵,
God is light,
神是光,
and God is love,
神是爱,
what a great revelation, brothers.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等伟大的启示！
If you read any other book，
或者说我们读任何其他
，they will tell you they try to describe God，
他们自然要描述神是什么。但是弟兄，神是灵。那所以没有形象。那这是为什么我们不可以造任何的像？所以，如果我们不知道神是看不见，神是看不见。
神是看不见。 God is invisible.
神是看不见，它是one of the attributes of God。这乃是神的属性之一。This is included in the attribute that God is spirit。这个都包含在神那个属性，神是灵。所以，弟兄们，所以弟兄们，当我们看见神是灵，那就是God是light。
那就告诉我们说，神是神，因为God is invisible。他的意思告诉我们说，神是看不见。It means God is omnipresent。他告诉我们说，神是无所不在。That's God's attribute。那是神的属性。Think about it。我们。Who was able to declare the attributes of God？谁能够把神的属性表明出来？No one else。
没有一个人，except by Jesus Christ，除了借着耶稣基督。He is the one who revealed who God is。他是那个将神启示出来的那一位。So brothers，所以if you know God is spirit，这是我们认识神是灵的。我去拜，我们就再去拜偶像。You see that？我们该拜。What is this？这是何等的重要！If you really know what is life，说我们真知道什么是生命。You really know what are attributes of God？说是我们真知道神的属性。Now
our life will be different。
那我们的生命生活就不一样。So
from chapter 1 to chapter 7，
所以我们从第一章到第七章来讲。God
is spirit。
神是灵。And
from chapter 8 to chapter 12，
从第八章到十二章。God
is light。
神是光。
Especially if you study the first John。
特别当我们读约翰一书
chapter 1。 Chapter 1。
第一章。
Then there we were told God is light。
在这里他告诉我们说神之光。
In him there's no darkness.
在他里面毫无黑暗。
So bright.
所以弟兄。
This is God's attributes.
这两个神的属性。
When we talk about God is light.
当我们讲到神之光的定义
means God is true.
他的意思乃说神是真。
It also means God is holy.
也它的意味着神是圣洁。
It is also means that God is omniscient.
它的意思也告诉我们说神是无所不能。无所不知的，
所以你 that's attribute of God。
我们看见那才是神的属性。
So if you really want to know，
就是我们真想要知道
God is light，
神是。
You study chapters 8 to 12。
我们就去读第八章到十二章。
And finally，
最后
，God is love，
神是爱。
Now we all know that。
我相信大家都知道
，In the first John two times。John says God is love.
在约翰一书里面，约翰两次讲到神是爱。
I just wonder how he discovered that.
我稀奇他怎么发现的。
Most likely because he was the last one and the only disciple was under the shadow of the cross.
很可能的，他是唯一的一个门徒，最后还站在十字架里。
When he saw what happened on the cross,
当他看见在十字架上发生的事
，that picture,
那一幕
somehow gripped him so deeply,
那个深深的抓住了
his whole life,
他的整个一生
he wanted to interpret that picture,
他想要来解释那一幕
he wanted to find some words to explain that picture,
他想要找到一些话语来解释那一幕
you need an adequate word to describe that adequate picture. And that picture impressed him so much. That picture really changed the life of So, brothers, when he's getting older and older, he was still looking for the word. But you now need the word of the cross. Just like a life was an effect. But now you need the word of life.
但是我们现在需要生命的话语。
So how do you describe what happened on the cross?
所以我们怎样来了解在十字架上发生的
？So finally,
最后
，How sweet it is in one word.
所以我们给他一个
Oh, that word represents great discovery.
哦，那一个字呢，代表着一个极大的发现。
I was a student of science, or student of physics.
我是学科学的，我是学物理。
In my whole life, I was occupied with in my whole life, I always pay attention to all kinds of discoveries.
在我一生中呢，我常常留意各式各样的发现。
But we do research.
当我们做研究的时候
，we want to discover something in a very small scale.
我们要在很小微观的世界里面去发现一些事情。
Now today we know Einstein's discovery was great.
我们今天都知道了。爱因斯坦的发现也是伟大的。
那根本就是难懂难解的。
即便我们不知道相对论
，But how do you know that the theory is correct or not？
但是我们怎么会知道相对论是正确
？Now today when you drive in a car，
今天我们开车的时候
，When you see the GPS to direct your way，
说这么
用
卫星定位系统来引导我们方向。
Now how do you know that？ How do you know that everything is correct？
我们怎么知道它这个方向都是
？It's all because of relativity，
都是因着相对。
If you still believe in Newton，
就是我们说是仍然相信
，Then we'll never have a GPS system，
那我们就不可能有这个卫星定位。
So is Newton, sister. And today in the last person God war，
在台湾战争的。
You know, the bomb can hit the target.
我们知道那个炸弹能够炸中。
With such a precision,
是那样的精密。
Now the bomb a target,
他们要炸一个目标。
They can decide the wall will fall this side or this side.
他们可以预先决定的炸下去的这个墙是向这边倒或向那边。
So how that could happen?It's all because of this kind of system.
都是因着这一个系统。
So remember, we thought of relativity so abstract. Isn't that useful at all? No, it changed our life. It changed the fate of Gilbert and of Wall. Even changing our lifestyle today. So if you ask me, now, is the Newton discovery's grace? Yes, he's definitely a great scientist.
He discovered a great discovery.
But the same thing with Einstein.
But
brothers, if I'm very honest with you, the discovery of John is far greater than that of Newton and Einstein. Why? Their discovery only tell us something about the creation of God.
All
the created creatures of God. But brothers,
and
the discovery of John tell us something about Creator. Scientists could tell you probably there's a God. In the beginning, there was a big bang. But who started the Big Bang? Now science is talking about the beginning of the universe and the end of the universe. They are talking about Homo Sapiens, as what the Bible says. Now formerly, you know many people think that the matter is final. It is finite.
从前呢，许多的人认为物质呢是有限，no,
it's infinite. It's eternal.
他们是永远。
So no wonder there's no God.
所以呢，他们就不觉得有神。
Because by definition, the matter is God.
就是定义而言的，物质就是神。So
no matter those who believe 唯物论，they don't believe in God。所以唯物论的人，他们不相信有神。But how do you know there's a God？但是你怎么知道有一位神呢？Then one day you discover our universe is finite。直到有一天，我们发现我们的宇宙呢是有限。And our universe is not eternal。而且这个宇宙呢，不是有可以持续到永远。So you see。 Now, this means that all the matter, all the universe being reduced to created.
So, we are now seeing the whole universe
is finite. So brothers, if you trace to the beginning, now we know that the universe is not infinite. And universe is not eternal. So means the universe has a beginning and an end. Now there must be a creator. God is the first cause. So thank God. From scientific discovery, you can come to a conclusion. There may be a God. So that's the only conclusion. That's all you know. How do you not know what attributes of God? You may know probably through God's name, you know God is all-wise, yes. But how do you know He is love? How do you know God's
spirit?
So brothers, now thank God for all the scientists. They give us some information about God's creation.
把神所创造的一些的资料告诉我们。
The more we appreciate God's creation，
这是我们越多欣赏神的创造。
The more we would like to come back to the original， we want to come back to God Himself。
我们就更多盼望能够回到那个原初，回到神自己。
Now how we are able to know God？
我们怎么样能够认识神？
Through revelation，
乃是借着启示。
Through the written word of God，
借着神所给我们的。
So now you understand why we have the Bible。
所以现在我们明白为什么我们
有。And why is the Bible use the word logos to describe the word？
为什么圣经用 logos 这个字来描写道？
The word of life simply is logos of life。
生命之道的，它的意思就是。生命的话
，Why？
为什么
？Because only through the word of God，
唯有借着神的话
，we are able to know God，
我们才能够认识神。
So it's need revelation，
所以我们需要启示。
So we know that John， God's Gospel is part of the word of God，
所以我们知道约翰福音是神话语的。
And one day，
有一天
，and it pleased the Father who revealed that secret to Apostle John。
是神所喜悦的，将这个秘密的启示给安拉的
官长。And John knows God's will according to John。
当约翰写约翰福音的时
候。Now brothers, in this whole 21 chapters，
现在弟兄们，我们看见在整个二十一章里。
You see, God is light, spirit. God is light, and God is love。
我们看见神是生命，神是灵。神是光，神是爱。
Those who know English, you know these three words all start with L。
我们是在英文里面知道这三个字都是从 L 这个。
So you have light, you have life, light and love。
所以我们有生命、光与爱。
Something very interesting。
有一些很有趣的事。
And when you study the first seven chapters，
这是我们读。开头的从七章
，and you find this part begin with light and with life。
我们看见在这一段是从生命开始，从生命起。
And in chapter one, the light was in him。
在第一章里面讲到，在生命在他里。
And in chapter four, the light is in American woman, in you and in me。
在第四章，我们看见是生命进到撒玛利亚的妇人里面。
In chapter 7,
到第七章,
that life will flow forth from the innermost of our being as a river of life.
那个生命的，都从我们里面的人流出来，成为生命的江。
You see the process here.
我们看见是整个
life was in him.
这个生命在他里面。
In the bosom of the Father.
Now
because of the work, because of the work of the cross,
and also
because of our faith, now the light is in you and in me. The spring of light within you and me. And then we come to the seventh chapter. And then I begin to grow. It's not just well or spring.
不仅是一个生命的泉源。
Now it become the river of life。
现在它变成一个生命的河流。
And that river will proceed all the way to destiny。
那个江河呢，要一直往前流到死
后 ，change all the death into life，
把所有的死亡都变成生命。
Now brothers, this life is practical。
这一个生命是非常实际。
God is life, God is spirit。
神是生命，
但是灵。That means God is life。
那意味着神是生命。
Because when Jesus said，
因为当主耶稣说
，The word I speak to you is life, is life and spirit。
我向你们所说的话是灵，是生命。
But Bible talks about spirit。
当神，当圣经讲到灵的时候
，It's always talk about spirit and life。
他一直都是讲到生命的。
Now brothers and sisters。God is spirit，
神是灵。
And then we know how to approach Him。
现在我们就知道怎样来亲近。
就是呢，
我们看
，If you want to， if you want to induce something attractive，
若是我们想要感应圣殿的话
，Now you need some right instruments，
我们需要一些对的。
You can use some word to try to induce something attractive， it will work。
我们不可能拿一木头来。
So you have to use some kind of copper wire or something like that, to some metal to try to induce it.
或者需要铜线或者需要金属来。
You know what you're
saying.
Electricity simply means a whole bunch of electrons.
电流的，它就是有着许多的电子在。
If you don't like paper, you can change electrons to peanuts. So it's a whole bunch of peanuts, But in order to induce those peanuts, you also need something for our peanuts.
我们就需要有先有。
So all the metal wire,
所以所有的这个金属线,
is a form of electron there.
它里面的本身就有许多moving around,
它们在里面流动。 Electricity is real.
我们就可以说这个电流是真实的。
You see that, brothers?
弟兄们，可以看见吗？
It is so clear.
这个很清楚。
Thank God, God's Spirit.
感谢神，神是灵。
But according to our Lord Jesus, there is a way to contact God. But you have to know, the nature of God, the attribute of God. So if you really want to contact Him, now you begin to understand. Normal fruit will be taken by normal stomach.
一般的果子呢，用我们一般的胃就可以。This
spiritual fruit ought to be with a spiritual organ.
这个属灵的果子需要一个属灵的器官。When
God created Adam,
所以当神创造亚当的时候，
you know, God created Adam out of dust.
我们知道神是用尘土造亚当。
He used mud, used all this mud, try to have the body of Adam.
他用地上的尘土来造亚当的身体。
No wonder when you take bath, sometimes you rub yourself, you have lots of dust.
对，难怪我们洗澡的时候呢，我们身上有很多的泥土。
So that proves that you are created by dust.
这个证明我们是用尘土造。
But that's only our body. And the Bible says God breathed on the nose of Adam.
但是神圣经告诉我们，神向亚当的鼻孔吹了一口气。God is
spirit.
神是灵。
God is life. 神是生命。 So now he breathed something from himself.
所以他从他自己里面呼出什么？
Into the nose of Adam.
进入这个神父造假当的鼻孔，顺利
when the spirit of God,
所以当神的灵
contact the body of human being,
他与人的身体接触的时候，
a spiritual stomach was created,
一个器官呢，在圣经里面称它为灵。It is the same symbol of spirit.
So for that reason, our Lord said, those who worship God, those who are true worshippers, they worship God in spirit and in truth. So you see, how important was this discovery?
所以我们看见这一个发现是何等的重
要。God is spirit.
神是灵。
That's one of his attributes.
这是他属性之一。
You say, what about that theology?
我们说的在
这就是神学。Why you go to theology school?
然后我们到了神学院。
Now you know that's part of theology.
我们知道这是神学的一部分。
They call it theology proper.
他们称作
就是本身的神
学。本身的神
学。So,神学本物要的是
什么 ？Theology proper， 就是
这
个神学的。
So when you study theology proper，
当我们读神学的本
物 ，Now in your mind you know the God Spirit。
说在我们的意念中，我们就知道神是灵。
Our brothers，
但是弟兄
，Why we need to know God Spirit？
我们怎么需要知道？为什么需要知道神是灵呢
？Because this means that God is not far from us。
因为这告诉我们说，神不再是对我们而言，我们
able to approach，
我们可以亲近。
If Trump is in the bosom of our Lord，
若是约翰在我们主的怀中
，just like our Lord in the bosom of His Father，
就如同我们的主在他父的怀中一样。
Bosom means very close，
在怀中。它意味着非常的亲近。
So brothers，
所以弟兄
，Now when you talk about God。
当我们讲到神的
时候 ，You are not talking about God far from you。
我们再次说到离我们遥远的神了。
You are talking God who is very close。
我们再次讲到非常亲近。
So this reminds us of God's heart。
这个提醒我们这是神的。
If you know that God is spirit，
若是我们知道神是灵
，You know that God loves us so much。
我们就知道神是如此的爱。
You know if God doesn't want us to eat。
若是我们说神不要我们吃的话
，We will never get hungry，
我们就根本不会饿。
Because we man God doesn't have to create the stomach，
因为神就不需要为我们造一个。
Even the whole garden full of the fruits is all right，
即便整个园中都是果树，也可以。
It has nothing to do with you，
跟我毫无关系。
We are not the objective，
那些都不是外面客
观。God is not that kind of God，
但是那却不是我们的神。
God is because God loves us so much，
因为神如此。
Now, brothers, if you know God's heart,
弟兄们，若是我们认明白神的心
，If you see God create our stomach,
若是我们看见神为我们造了一个胃
，You know that we God wants us to eat.
我们知道神要我们吃。
And the same thing,
同样
，If God created the spirit in us,
若是神在我们里面创造了灵
，God wants us to know Him.
神就叫我们来认。
Not in the objective way,
不是在一个客观的。
But not the knowledge you merely receive from theological school.
不是我们从神学院里面仅仅得到的知识。
These knowledge are important.
这些知识都是重要。
But they're only partial.
但是它们不过是部分。
This knowledge will lead you to a life.
这个认识呢，要引导我们到一个生命。
That life is the life of union with Christ.
那一个生命才是。与基督联合的生命
，That life is life in the bosom of our Lord。
那一个生命才是在我们主的怀中的生命。所以弟兄们，我
很懂。和 the God talk reveal God is spirit。
当约翰讲到启示出神是灵的
，Actually God opened his heart。
实际上是神把他的心向
我们。And reveal himself to John。
将他自己启示给约翰。
Now John had that on。
现在约翰把它传递给我们。
The same thing.
同样
，God is light.
神是光。
So Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
所以耶稣说我是世界的光。
Anyone can follow me.
若有人跟随我
，and will no longer remain in darkness.
就不行走在黑暗。
And he will receive the light of life.
必要得着生命的光。我们是想
the light we saw today, the light we see today is mechanical light.
今天我们所看见的这些光都是机械性。
When electrons moving around, you see the light.
当这个电子在那里流动的时候，我们就看见了光。
No, that's mechanical.
那些是机械。
But if we follow the Lord,
先说我们跟谁走
？Not only that, we will wander in the darkness.
不仅我们不再在黑暗中
，but we will obtain the light of life.
并且我们要得着生命的。
So now you know that God is light is connected with God is spirit.
所以我们看见神乃是光的，是与神是连接的。
One part into another.
由一部分引到另一部分。
God's Spirit，
神是灵。
Now God is light，
现在神是光。
And then God is
love。然后我们看见神是爱。
In the second part，
在第二部分。
And that part begins with the light。
那一部分的开始从光开始。
Jesus said， I am light of the world。
主耶稣说我是世界的光。
He talked about light of life。
他讲到生命之光。
And the end of that portion，
在那一段的结尾。
Chapter 12，
在第十二章。
And we were told the sons of light。
我们看见了光明之子。
You see the brothers，
弟兄。
Now that's just light of the very aspect。
这个光不再是非常抽象。
Now it becomes sons of light。
而现在变成了。光明之子
，it becomes a light bearer，
它变成发光体了
，and it becomes a luminary，
变成发光的。
So you see, brothers, if you want to know how we can call forth the word of life，
所以现在弟兄姊妹们，我们看见，若是我们要将生命之道
，if you want to shine a star in the universe，
若是我们要在这整个宇宙中。像星星要发光
，First you have to remember，
首先我们必须
Christ is light of the world，
基督乃是这世界。
Let us follow him，
让我们跟随他。
Then you will receive the light of
life， 然后我们就要得着生命的光。
And that light will shine brighter and brighter，
那个光在我们里面要越过越亮。
When the measure of light is increasing，
当这个光的度量越来越增加
，So brothers。And when the life grow，
当这个生命增长的时候
then you find the light of the life also grow，
我们就看见这个生命的光也增长。
And finally，
最后
the sons of light，
我们就成了光明。
So brothers，
所以弟兄
，think about it，
我们思想一想。
God is spirit，
神是灵。
Let us worship him in spirit。
让我们在灵里面来敬拜。
Now in Paul's terminology， in Paul's terminology， 用保罗的话，
用保罗的话来说
，Let us walk in the spirit。
让我们行走在灵。
So brothers and sisters，
所以弟兄姊
妹。Now this is there's a way called the way of the spirit。
有一条路叫做圣灵的路。
This is the way of the way。
这才是生命的路。
Not something abstract。
不是抽象的。
God is light, God is spirit。
神是灵。
We walk in the spirit。
我们就行在
灵里。We worship in the spirit。
我们在灵里敬拜。
And we have a way, we walk in the way of light。
我们现在有一条路叫做生命的路。
So brothers and sisters，
所以弟兄
，you see that？ When you're walking in the way of light，
when you're walking in the way of the spirit，
or in the way of light，
当我们行走在生命的道路上
，in another word， you are in the process of light。
换一句话说，我们就在我们主的怀中。
God is spirit，
神是灵。
Because the only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father revealed that fact。
因为在父怀中的独生子将这个事实
向世人揭开。
这是一个客观的
great revelation，
是一个大的。
God is spirit，
神是灵。
Now because we are just like John，
因为我们就像约翰一样。
In the bosom of our Lord，
我们在主耶稣的怀中。
So through the Holy Spirit，
借着圣灵。
Everything become real，
每一件事都变成真实。
Now it's not only heaven， it's heaven on earth，
现在不再是在天上，乃是天在地上。
Not only God is spirit，
不仅神是灵的，
but Holy Spirit dwelling our spirit，
并且圣灵住在我们里。
Walk in the spirit。
我们就行走在灵
里，在当中，
我们思想一下，那就是约翰的
福音。Then we come to the part，
然后我们来到第二部分。
God is light，
神乃是光。
Every walk in the light，
我们行走在光。
That's what John told us，
那就是约翰告诉。
God is light，
神是光。
So walk in the light，
所以我们行走在光中。
So in the way，
所以我们有一条路。
This way is a way。
这一条路才是
light，
是光明的道路。
So you see from the way of light to the way of light。
所以我们看见从生命的道路到光明的道路。
We will walk in the light，
我们行走在光中。
We are in the bosom of our Lord，
我们就在我们主的怀中。
So you see from this，
所以弟兄们，我们看见
the Son in the bosom of Father。
That's
a revelation.
That's 启示.
That's objective.
那是客观的.
But now, draw in the bosom of the Lord.
但是现在 约翰在主的怀中。
That's what we forget.
但是一件主观的事。
And our experience.
但是我们的经历。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊
妹。Ephesians, Colossians give you revelation.
以弗所和哥罗西书给我们启示。
See, they give you a deep experience.
这些启示给我们经历。
So in the Gospel of John,
所以在约翰的福音。
You see how it means two things combined together.
我们看见这两件事情怎么样联合在一起。
So brothers, it's important for you to learn theology.
所以弟兄们，对我们来讲学神学。
But that's not enough.
但是那就不够。
You see that you will need experience.
我们也看见我们需要经历。
And John explained so well to us.
约翰非常清楚地解释。
And in the last part,
在最后
of the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音
it is very clear.You see, in the chapter 13,
我们在十三章开始
we were told that our Lord Jesus loved his own to the very end.
他告诉我们说，主爱主他的人，就爱他的道理。
Now that's how you begin that part.
但是，这一部分怎样开始
And in the last chapter,
在最后一章
And remember how our Lord asked Peter.
我们记得主怎样问彼得
Do you love me more than this?
你爱我比这些更多
So love between that section Love and that
所以从这一段是爱开始在这一段结束也是爱
God is love
神是爱
That's why we should walk in the way of love
但是为什么我们需要走在爱的路
上 No wonder that's just the issue
所以我们看见在以弗所书
There's one phrase
有一句话
Walk in love
行走在爱中
So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄
It's so clear
非常
God is here
神是爱
Let us walk in the
spirit 我们要行走在
God is light
神是光
Let us walk in the
spirit 让我们行走在光
God is love
神是爱
Let us walk in love
让我们行走在爱中
So brothers
所以弟兄
That will give us whole gospel about you
这给我们看见整个约翰
，is a wonderful revelation.
这是一个奇妙的启示。
Thank God.
感谢神。
When, how come, why John was able to be in the bosom of our Lord?
我们怎么看见约翰在主耶稣的怀中
？Because Jesus came with the Word in His flesh.
乃是因着主耶稣就是道成为。
So now Jesus was not only Son of God.
所以现在主耶稣不仅是神的儿子
He is also son of man
他也是人子
What is son of man?
什么是人子
Now son of God
神子
means the son is the vessel of that light
乃是讲到子乃是那个生命的一个
But don't forget the son is God himself
但你请也不要忘记子就是神
So now the light is in the vessel of the
light 现在我们看见生命在这个器皿
and this vessel is God Himself.
而这一个器皿就是神自己
Our brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹
Now what God wants to do?
神所要做的
is that one day we will take the fruit of the tree.
乃至有一天我们人吃生命树上的
What does that mean?
这个是什么意思
That means aside from God putting His life in His Son.
那乃是不仅神把他的生命放在他的
自己。Now when he create human being,
当他创造人类的
时候 he had a desire.
他有一个心愿。
He wants that life also put in a human vessel.
他也盼望那个生命能够放在人的器皿。
Do you see that?
我们看见。
And Adam definitely is a man.
亚当确定的是一个人。
But now that life will have been expressed through human being.
但是那一个生命的要借着人来彰显。
Unfortunately, Adam fell.
很不幸的，亚当堕落。
Now, why the word became flesh?
为什么道要成为肉
？On the one hand, God has to come down to this world.
一面来说，神必须要来到这。
God can never die.
因为神不会死。
Only when he became flesh.
唯有当他进到肉
体。He became the Son of Man.
他成为人。
Then he was able to die for us.
那么他才能够为我们。
Then he was able to die for us on the cross.
然后他才能为我们死在十字架。
Then he was able to accomplish salvation.
然后他才能够为我们成全救恩。
Then he was restore our paradise to the beginning.
他能够 为我们恢复那个开始的原因。
他的 loss because of our sin。
这个一件原因的我们的罪。
他的 regain because of Jesus died on the cross。
我们能够得回一件原来是因着耶稣基督在。
So the kind of power that we have, we are having the tree of life。
但是照着神永远的旨意来是，叫我们得着生命受来
的圣灵。
所以说
，on the one hand, he become qualified as our savior。
一面来讲，他有资格做我们的救主。
On the other hand，
但是另外一面哦
，when Adam fell，
当亚当堕落
之后，因着 the word became flesh。
当主耶稣的道成肉
，then you become that wonderful light being flame in the human vessel。
我们就看见那个奇妙的生命现在放在一个人的器
皿。But this human has no sin。
但是这一个人他从来不知道。
And then through the Son of Man，
然后借着人。
And then you find that then you see that then you see the glory of God being shown。
然后我们看见神的荣耀被表现出。
So brothers。For that reason，
为着那个原因
，Now you understand。
现在我们明白。
The reason we are able to bear the testimony of Christ，
我们所以能够背负耶稣基督见证。
The life of Christ in us，
乃是基督的生命在我们。
Now our mission is to shine， to let it shine to us。
我们的使命乃是让这个生命从我们身上。
How is this possible？
这怎么可能？
We were sinners.
我们乃是罪人。
We have lost our paradise.
我们已经失去了那个基
业。Through the work of the cross, work of the cross.
借着十字架的话。
Now paradise regained.
现在，我们得回了。
So we're not sinners.
我们不再是罪人。
Now we receive that life.
我们现在得着。
Through that life,
借着这个。
We are in bosom of our Lord.
我们在主耶稣的怀中。
And now we are to express that life.
现在我们要来表现出那个
真神，然后我们
就看见荣耀。
然后我们
弟兄们，
因为真理告诉我们，
当我们读约翰福音
chapter 17，
在十七章
里有 two kinds of glory，
我们看见两种不同的。
Now when the Lord prays His Father，
当主向父祷告的
，He talks about the glory I had in the beginning。
他讲到我与你在原初所同有的荣耀。
That's intrinsic glory of Son of God。
那是神子里面的
但是我们在 beginning，
但是在一开始就有。
You see, brother, that's glory of the Son of God。
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见那是神儿子的荣耀。
Why？Because only because Son was in the bosom of His Father。
为什么呢？因为独生子在父的怀中。
That's why shining。
但是为什么呢？
What you see, you see the glory of Son of God。
我们所看见的是神子的荣耀。
That's only in heaven。
但是在天上。
On this earth。
那么地上。
I'm able to see the glory of God。
我们并没有办法看见。
I'm able to see the glory of God。
我们能否看见神的荣耀
？So thank God。And when our Lord prays His Father, He also talks about the glory you have given to me.
他也讲到你所赐给我的荣耀。
A glory intrinsic.
有一个是内在的。
Another glory intrinsic.
另外一个荣耀是所赐的。
That is the glory of Son of Man.
那乃是人子的荣耀。
What do you mean?
那是什么意思？
Now.Probably we are supposed to see the glory in Adam.
在以前我们应该在亚当里面看见。
But Adam fell terribly.
但是亚当是很可怕的失败。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
When you look at the Son of Man.
当我们再看人子的时候。
You see the glory of Son of Man.
我们就看见人子的荣耀。
And last night our brother wonderfully explained that passage in the chapter 2 of the Bible.
昨天晚上我们弟兄们非常奇妙的把第二章《腓立比书》第二章解释。
That actually speaks of the glory of Son of Man.
那解释出人子的荣耀。
So you see what I was saying.
所以我们看见我们主所说的。
The glory I've been given.
我所得着的荣耀。
I also give to them.
我也把它赐给他。
That they may be one.
好使他们成为一。
Just like we are one.How abide in you?
我怎样住在你里面
？They also abide in Christ.
他们也住同样住在基督里。
So you see,
所以弟兄们
，because of that,
因此之故
，God is able to be in the bosom of His Father.
in the Lord, from the Lord. And then let Christ, let Christ be shown to us. Brothers, now what kind of glory is that?
那什么样的荣耀？Twofold glory.
Was born into the king's family. He was a prince. He was the son of the king. He already had an intrinsic glory. But suppose one day he joined the army. So he started from the soldier. Then first lieutenant. And so on and so forth, final general. And finally, commander-in-chief. So, brothers, when he became commander-in-chief, that glory was in gift. Do you see that? And for that reason, now you understand the glory of Son of Man. And then glory. Because of that glory, now we may shine as stars in the
universe.
So may the Lord really speak to our hearts. Brothers and sisters, when you go through this whole Gospel of John, you can see so clearly. And what is that way? And not only, you have a relationship. That relationship is called love. So, brothers and sisters, when we grow together, in three stages. First stage,
life.
Second stage,
and
light of life. That life will be increased.
Then
we'll see how dirty we are. And the blood of Jesus will cleanse all sins. And we become more holy. We are sanctified. So, brothers and sisters, that's how we grow.
Then
what is love? Love is the final outcome of
life.
But life really matures. You call it that love. Love is another name for the maturing of life. So may the Lord speak for
us.
When you study the Gospel of John, you not only understand theology, theology proper. Here you find the way. And also you find the way of growth. Nothing abstract. It's so clear. So after we understand a little bit of our way, then tomorrow we'll proceed to the Word of God.
明天我们要往前看，生命的道。愿主向我们亲切地带去。愿主为他们的使徒领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领领 需要你将这些话语生硬的传
递。They not only represent some important things.
这些不仅仅是代表一些重要的事情。
May this be the beginning of it.
愿这些成为他们生命的开始。
Beginning of the Christian growth.
成为他们基督徒成长的开始。
We also pray for the mature ones in our midst.
我们也为在我们中间成熟的弟兄。
May this word become our view.
愿这些话语成为我们的父亲。
Thank the Lord, it is your love that you repeat this word to us, my Savior.
主啊，是因着你的爱，你把这些话语重新的说在我们。
How we are tempted to be forgetful.
主啊，我们何等健忘。
Forgive us, Lord.
求主赦免。
Remind us once again your glorious truth.
愿你将你荣耀的真理来提醒我。
Thank you.
感谢。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣基